Gossip. Thank you guys for checking out another great episode on gossip. Remember, gossip is what's true to you. It may not be true amongst the masses, but it's true to us. Don't forget to get the book, Rise of the Black Woman. The latest version is on Amazon for like $15, written by Kanoon Morel. This book will be historic. I promise you it will stand the test of time. Stop by our store, ninthdimension.com, and pick up some soul apparel. Now back to the episode, gossip. All right, so the reason why they gonna, why it's important to get rich, because they gonna, technology has made it where it's easy to get rich. Mm-hmm. And so they, if, so the future is gonna be like this. Trading is gonna be pretty much everybody gonna have that being done automated. Algorithms gonna trade for them all day, so they're gonna be making money all day long, and they ain't gotta do shit. Just the computer just gonna be making them money all day long, and people that's already on that wave of the technology, they just making money, cause algorithms is doing it. Like they, while they doing whatever the hell they doing, the computer over there just running a program. You know what I'm saying? So they making money. So therefore, they ain't got nothing to do. So now they can go focus on something else, because that's making money. They set up another automated program, something else that just works by itself and makes money. And technology have set it up to where people can do that. And so the people that's doing it, doing it. The people that know how to doing it, doing it. And the people that don't know nothing about it, ain't doing it. And so the reason why, so that's why it's going to separate the two when this shit happens, because the people that didn't have the knowledge ain't going to have certain stuff set up in place where when they reset this shit, you ain't going to have, you not even going to have access to the knowledge. Because they're going to get rid of the knowledge, because right now, everything is being exposed so that what you want to know, you can know. But that window is going to close. Like, it ain't going to forever stay open where they want everybody to know everything. That's the whole purpose of the one world government and all this and that, so that they can control what you know, what you don't know. And so the elite, or the new elite, would be the people that did whatever they had to do to get rich, that separate out of the middle class, or those that got poor. You know what I'm saying? And see, it's not just all about having a lot of money, because people think that I'm rich, so that's good. But it's not just about having a lot of money, because you got to have resources too. Because you can have plenty of money, but if you ain't got no food, you ain't had no garden, you ain't had no shit to grow, nigga, you still going to the FEMA camp because you hungry. You see what I'm saying? Yeah. So it's about, see, what people are not doing is they not playing both sides. Like, they getting the money, but what you doing with the money when you get it? You want to take trips and shit. You want to buy fanny bags and shit. You see what I'm saying? Like, what you doing with the money when you get it? It's okay. It's okay to buy the fanny bag. Buy you a tiller, too. You know what I'm saying? Buy you some land, too.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
It's okay to take the trip to Jamaica, but grow the garden, too. You know what I'm saying? Like, do both. And so, because that's what it's going to require, until things balance itself out. Because technology is here to balance it out. You know what I'm saying? Because they got the technology growing food and stuff like that. So technology is here to balance it out. But in the meantime, it got to weed out the, it got to do some separation, separate the weed from the tail. And during that separation period, that's going to be the hardest time. But once it's separated, once the poor who going to be poor, poor, and once who gonna be rich, rich? Oh, the people that's rich, they living good. Them the niggas that's living with the sound technology, sound healing devices, and all that type of shit. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Cause like I put in the other podcast, I'm like, listen, it's there would never be a good without a bad. Like what the Bible talks about, how the Lord will reign and everybody will be happy ever. That's a facade. Because there must be some bad going on if there's good. And the opposite applies.
But it also says that there's bad. See, like I said, it's the two R's to me. It's going to be receival and response. It ain't got nothing to do with... It's how people receive stuff when you read it, the word, and how you respond to it.
Mm-hmm.
That's basically what it is. So if you think, you know, just like you read in the book, and it says the Lord will rain all these things, you know, then you thinking a man gonna actually do it. But you gotta know who the Lord is.
That's right. You gotta know who God is. Because a man gonna show up the room. Yeah. I can promise you.
Yeah.
I can promise you that. But like I just tell people, God ain't never had to show up physically for you to know God real. And so if a God show up physically, that nigga's an imposter. Mm-hmm. Got to be. If he just saying he God and not everybody, that nigga's an imposter. Shit, you better believe it. You know what I'm saying? And that's why like that's why they were setting us up with all these superheroes and shit. You know?
God is not shown, he is revealed.
There you go.
Revelation.
There you go. Okay. So there's gonna be some interesting stuff because a lot of people is being prepared for this and they just don't know it. But it's slowly being leaked to them slowly.
Like little word ants.
Yep.
They being led to do certain things and don't even know why they doing them.
Yeah, I'm right.
But it's gonna all come together though.
It said the sheep will be led to the slaughterhouse.
It also said the first. Will be last, and the last shall be first. I plan on being first.
I know that shit right.
I plan on being over there with them people that ain't. Well, I'm gonna be one of them people that ain't worried about it. I claim that.
Mm-hmm.
You still recording?